All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18 stories of a beautiful downtown Chicago on this Wednesday morning. Wildcard Wednesday, get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. As you can tell, that we're big fans here of the kaiju movies, and there's a massive one coming out on Friday. Godzilla King of the Monsters comes out Friday, and so we're going to be talking about giant monster movies a little bit later on, and we're going to be talking about celebrity endorsements for products that didn't go very well, and also we might get into some TV game shows in honor of what's going on Jeopardy. So all that and more. Now, getting back to the topic that I was just mentioning. There is a new book by author Wes Parker, and it's called The Kaiju Survival Guide, and it is the only option that that when it comes to preparing for a giant monster attack. So this is the guide. This is a survival guide that'll get you through any kind of kaiju giant monster attack. The author of the book is Wes Parker, and we want to have some fun talk to Wes on the show, and we welcome Wes to the show. Wes, welcome.
Nick, how you doing, sir? Thanks good. For having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure. The book is really a lot of fun. It's really terrific, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a definitely a labor of love.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's see. Were you into the giant monster movies when you were a kid?
I was. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to be born in the 90s, so I grew up with, you know, Jurassic Park and Power Rangers and the TNT monster movie marathons that happened.
Yeah.
Seemed like every week, but I was a big fan. Definitely had a Mechagodzilla toy that I used to take with me everywhere, and one of those marching robotic Godzilla toys that actually, when I visited my parents, that thing, the batteries still worked in it was the weirdest thing. Yeah, 28 years later.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's crazy. It's a great genre. It's one of my favorites. I mean, I'm a bit older than you, so I grew up, you know, like in the heyday of Godzilla on TV. All the classic Godzilla movies that I watched when I was a kid, and I was obsessed with Godzilla when I was a kid, and I loved them. And I love all the modern ones too, and I think it's just it's a great genre. And it was nice that you put this survival guide together. Where'd you get the idea?
I don't want to say I ripped off Max Brooks and his great zombie survival guide,
sure.
But that book definitely had a big impact on me when I was in high school. And so I'm an air traffic controller by trade, and our air traffic control tower is one of the oldest in the Air Force. So it's sturdy, but if there's a storm or anything like that, then you'll feel it. And
now, where is this? What city?
So this is in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
So it is Goldsboro, North Carolina. Great place. But so I was up there one night, and it was just me. There was a storm that just kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, when you're up in the tower, you get about a 5-mile range of vision, and it's clear skies and everything all around me. But then you just see this dark cloud kind of coming at you, and
yeah.
The rest of the night got a little windy, little shaky, and but it just kind of it was humbling, I'll say that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
definitely made me feel like, oh, okay, so this is kind of what it would be like if there was a monster attack or something. And started writing, didn't know where it was going, and little by little I started seriously thinking, okay, how do you survive something like this? And got a bunch of books on, you know, survivalism and nuclear war and everything. Probably some books that got me on some list somewhere. But started reading, and the book just kind of took off on its own. It was the first half was difficult to write, and the second half, I mean, it just came very easy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the actual kaijus themselves, the creatures themselves, the origins, the biology, stuff like that. What are some of your favorite stories behind that?
As far as the the movies go and everything.
Yeah.
My biggest thing, you know, like I said, growing up on Jurassic Park and dinosaurs has been all the similarities between dinosaurs and the movies that get brought up.
Yeah.
Something that I love and that's based so much in real life is, you know, in early Godzilla movies, they had Godzilla has two brains, and that was based in real life of a paleontologist named Charles Marsh, who, if you're familiar with the Bone Wars or anything like that, he was one of the forefathers, basically, of paleontology, but he liked to make these outlandish claims, and he found this fossil that was just huge, of a stegosaurus, and he concluded that it must have had two brains, one for, you know, thinking, and the other one just for walking around, moving, normal bodily functions, and it was disproved pretty quick, but the media just kind of ran with it, and for the longest time, that's just been kind of a urban legend with dinosaurs, I guess, that they just kind of have those two brains.
Yeah.
But it's just really, really fascinating how, kind of looking at the history of these, how much of it really is based off of so many real animals and real creatures. So you did,
you know, for the book, you did actual scientific research based in reality to help base this fantasy in some sort of reality.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, I got some books on some paleobiology, some zoology books, and even just some cryptozoology books, just to kind of feed the imagination a little bit. But I gotta say, the movies, some of it's very outlandish, and then a lot of it can just be based on some hard science. It's kind of funny how they pick and choose that way, but so entertaining at the same time. I guess that's why it just pulls so many people in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also, you know, there is an air of authenticity to the book, the way it's set up. How did you come up with the structure for the guide itself?
So just, you know, with being in the military and everything, I was familiar with instructional books, you know, whether they're survival guides or just basic how-to pamphlets. So that part was pretty simple. I just started to think, like, okay, what would I want to know about? And of course, you know, biology type stuff, you know, hey, what do they think? What do they eat? What's their movement like? Stuff like that. So, and you know, kaiju are so imaginative and so larger than life. So I kind of had to, you know, take a more practical look and just like, okay, what if these are just bigger animals? You know, I couldn't do anything too outlandish, like a Biollante or anything that's just a giant tree. But you know, kept just looking at it that way and just kept expanding on it. And but like I said, it just kind of took on a whole mind of its own, I guess.
Yeah. Now, did you have anybody read the manuscript while you were writing it to get some feedback?
I did. I had my wife read it. I also had specifically for some military aspects, I had a few of my coworkers who were nice enough to do it and offered some great input. There was a section in there talking about tanks and using tanks against kaiju and what that would be like in the movies as opposed to real life. And one of my coworkers, his grandfather and his father were actual, you know, they were tank officers. So he was like, hey, maybe change this. That's not right at all, what you got in there. So great resources there.
Yeah. Well, that's great. It's great to get feedback on that. Did you discover when you were, you know, getting some research from these people or help from these people, did you discover a lot of kaiju fans that you didn't know were around?
I did. You know, I grew up loving the movies like the vast majority of listeners, but I didn't know just how expansive the fan base was and how loyal everyone was. And they, you know, actually through researching, kind of showed me a few different you know, movies, media, and everything that I hadn't even heard of.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't even know what Gamera was before.
Oh, wow.
I started looking at, I know. But, so saw that, someone suggested them to me, which,
yeah,
I had heard of, yeah, but never saw. And that is still a terrifying movie.
Yeah,
even,
even
today.
Yeah.
So,
well, what's funny is, I think we're going to find out, you were talking about how surprised you were that how widespread the popularity is. I think we're going to find out this weekend just how popular it is, because I got a feeling that Godzilla movie is just going to kill at the box office.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So am I,
I've been staying clear of the internet, staying clear of spoilers.
Yeah, I got my tickets already in IMAX. I'm ready to go. So I'm ready to go.
We got the Alamo Draft House down here.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So we got that whole thing planned. You know, talking about the fan base. There's actually a local fan base here in North Carolina called the Kaiju Film Club, or KFC, where
cool.
They just
KFC.
They get together. They watch kaiju movies and have KFC and discuss it. So
I love that.
That's who I'm going to see it with. Yeah,
cool.
That's great.
Wes, hang on, okay? We're going to take a break.
Yep.
Wes Parker is with us. He is the author of The Kaiju Survival Guide, which is a very entertaining book. And we're going to talk more about the book and all kinds of other kaiju-related stuff. And we're going to get to giant monster movies as well in honor of Godzilla, King of the Monsters, opening up this Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on 720 WGN, but back with more. Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago, here till 5 o'clock, as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And, so it's Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything, get them in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. In honor of the release of Godzilla, King of the Monsters, this Friday, we'll be talking about giant monster movies. And right now, we're talking with author Wes Parker, who has written a book called The Kaiju Survival Guide, which is the only option that you have when you are preparing for a giant monster attack. It's developed by the members of the Kaiju Research Survival Department. And it is an illustrated guide that's the number one kaiju resource in the world. So, and that's the book that we're talking about right now. Let's welcome Wes back to the show. Wes, welcome back.
Nick, how you doing?
Good, man. Let's acknowledge the artist who did the artwork for the book, because it's really beautiful stuff.
Yeah. So Jose Lucas is the artist, and he is just fantastic. He was just so attentive. I mean, it always helps with any project when the artist is familiar with the source material and what you're looking for, and he was just a dream to work with.
Yeah.
So he really helped the book, and I mean the cover's just beautiful.
It
you know, kind of take on a whole life of its own. So
yeah, the cover's beautiful, and I love the KRSD logo.
Oh, thank you.
Which is also really cool. It's a well structured book. It's really entertaining. It looks great. I just wanted to make sure that we got his acknowledgement for that.
Yep, he is on Twitter as Kid Mind Freak. If anyone is interested in looking out for him, he does great work.
Great. Very, very cool. So this is your first book, your first novel. When did you decide you wanted to write a novel?
Since I was young. I would tell stories to anyone that would listen, even the family dog. And, you know, would write on the side here and there, and just wouldn't really do anything with it. Joined the military and talked about it, and finally my wife was just like, you know, just how about you just write. I think she was getting tired of being the outlet for
right
for my stories, but she pushed me to it, and it's just been great ever since. So,
you plan on writing more?
Yes, actually, I am writing a series to continue the whole kaiju madness. Okay. with following the Kaiju Research and Survival Department, the KRSD, and the series is gonna have a few of the characters that work for the KRSD, and you know, looking at different kaiju around the world, and I'll keep on writing for this genre as long as people will stay interested. So,
well, that sounds great. So what do you think it is about these giant monster movies that are so popular? Do you have any theory as to why it's so popular?
I think it's a few different things. I mean, I think for a lot of people, it's a sense of wonder. You know, I mean, we always want to understand what's larger than life and everything, and you know, so many people just want bigger, better, you know, and nothing's bigger, better than a giant rampaging monster,
yeah,
knocking stuff over. And you know, I mean, we're just fascinated by storms and by, you know, animals. I mean, I'm guessing you're like me, where you'll be flipping through and you'll get stuck on Animal Planet for 3 hours watching something about sloths, or
yeah.
You know, yeah, those sloth documentaries. But you know, it's just stuff like that. I think it just is a natural peak for humans. You know, we never stop wanting to learn or be interested in those types of things.
It's, you know, it's always been fascinating to me why kids, and myself included, love dinosaurs so much. Mm-hmm. It's just this, and I don't know a kid that doesn't love dinosaurs, or a kid that I grew up with that didn't love dinosaurs, and that kind of like opens the floodgates to all these other movies.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is about that, but that's definitely something that everyone kind of shares. I think you ask any adult, and they can still tell you what their favorite dinosaur was as a kid. You know,
yeah.
Stegosaurus over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just it's just something that kind of unites everyone.
Yeah. So you're working on another. You're working on more of these books in this, or stories in this genre. Was it a challenge for you to do this? Because I mean, you know, your military background, you're an air traffic controller, and then suddenly you're a novelist. What kind of challenge was that for you?
it was very challenging in a lot of ways, and very easy in a lot of others. The hardest part was just sitting down and actually writing. Ideas, you know, anyone can come up with ideas. And I'm very proud of the book, but a monster survival guide is obviously not that original. But just being able to actually get the focus to do that, and that's why I was lucky to go through the military and everything, get that discipline, because I don't think I would have had it otherwise before. To just actually devote my time to
sure.
it.
Sure.
The novel writing is the most stressful and most rewarding thing I think I've ever had in life. You hate the process, but once you're done with it, you're just so grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that I keep learning, and you know, I didn't go to school for writing. I went to school for business, but it's a passion, and it's one of those passions that, you know, as you learn more, you pick up more on your mistakes and what you could do better. And so it's just striving for that perfection that kind of keeps you going.
Well, you did a great job with your first book, man. It's very, very, very entertaining, and it's really quite good. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
What do you think about the modern kaiju movies? Do you like the Pacific Rim movies? Did you like Kong Skull Island?
I loved Pacific Rim for a few different reasons. Who doesn't want to see giant robots fighting kaiju?
Of course,
it's just
yeah,
yeah. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim 2 was good. It was different from the first one, but it was its own thing. I'm not sure where the franchise will go from here.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island was, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, I think that everyone had that movie as a kid that they would just put on in the background. Kong Skull Island's kind of become that for me.
Yeah.
Just to have on in the background. I think Godzilla from 2014 was brilliant
yeah.
in so many ways because they built that anticipation. And once you had that, the payoff was just incredible.
Yeah.
And then even some of the more obscure things, I guess if you want to count the Meg.
Sure.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah. But,
you know.
What about one of my personal favorites, my favorite movie from a couple of years ago, Colossal?
Oh, Colossal.
Yeah,
yeah that one. That one was so different. You know, you'd be watching it and you're like, is this a kaiju movie? Like,
yeah.
You would almost forget about it. And it's one of the ones that I think more than even Pacific Rim, I got pulled into the story in Colossal.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of a personal thing
for me watching that movie. It had a really big effect on me because I think that movie is a great allegory about alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ultimately what it's about. And it really struck me on a personal level big time. And on top of that, it's just a kick-ass kaiju movie.
Yeah. And so many things. I mean, like you said, it hits that emotional level. It's fun at some parts. And then, I mean, it's kind of sad at some parts, too.
Jason Sudeikis' character gets so dark in that movie, man.
And you know, like that movie really made me appreciate him as an actor too. Because
yeah.
I'm used to, you know, we're the Millers and everything, where he's just happy go lucky,
right.
Funny.
Right.
He was outstanding.
He was
that.
Great, and I also think I personally think it's Anne Hathaway's best performance. So I'm a huge. That's one of my favorites of the past few years. So listen, Wes, real pleasure talking to you, man. I really enjoyed the book very much. It looks great. It reads great. And I know that we're all going to be looking forward to seeing Godzilla this weekend.
Absolutely.
And I wish you luck on future endeavors, and congratulations on your first novel.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. And can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. All right, Wes. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
There you go. Wes Parker, author of the Kaiju Survival Guide. It's available now. We have a link on our Facebook page to it as well. A very, very entertaining book. If you're a kaiju fan, giant monster fan, it's really a lot of fun. So, all right, we're going to take a break here, and the news is coming up right after this on WGN.